This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala s-salah. Hayya 'ala s-salah. حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
المتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن دعا بدعوته واستنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد فأوصيكم ونفسي بالتقوى الله عز وجل والسمع والطاعة ويقول الحق سبحانه أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب ومن يتوكل على الله فهو حسبه إن الله بالغ أمره قد جعل الله لكل شيء قدرا. All praise is due to Allah, Lord of the worlds. And surely the best reward ultimately is for those who have taqwa. And surely there is no animosity except for the oppressor. And I bear witness that Allah is one and has no partners. And that Muhammad, the son of Abdullah, is his servant and his last messenger. May Allah always constantly send peace and blessings to Muhammad, to his family, to his companions, and all those who call to his way and establish his sunnah to the day of judgment. I begin by reminding myself of you and you of the critical importance of taqwa Allah, the consciousness of Allah, to never forget that there is one mighty in power. There is one who has power over all things. And Allah has revealed in His book, and whoever has the consciousness of Allah, Allah will make a way out for him and provide for him from where he knows not. And whoever depends upon Allah, Allah will be sufficient. Surely Allah will reach His purpose, and He has made a limit for all things. O you who believe, the times that we are living in are very difficult. Our ummah is under pressure, severe pressure again. Not only physical pressure, but psychological pressure. And as in the past, we are exhorted to reach back to our sources, to hold on to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to hold on to the words of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. Because he did not speak from himself. He spoke with knowledge from above seven heavens. And he has informed us of the true two critical qualities, one being taqwa Allah and the second being tawakkul ala Allah. That we have the consciousness of Allah, that we depend upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we recognize that this life is not the end, that death is a door opening up to the real life. And so those who have this consciousness, those who have this understanding, Allah will be sufficient. The pain that they go through, the pain that we feel and see, will be tolerable because we know that there is an ultimate end that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has control over. And this suffering, this destruction has happened periodically in Islamic history. And Muslims have been required to hold the rope, hold the line. And that is not an easy thing to do. But it leads to an end because Allah said clearly, "Inna Allaha baligu amri." Allah will reach His purpose. There is a purpose to this. There is a purpose to the test that our brothers and sisters are going through in Gaza and Philistine. There is a purpose for the test that Muslims are going through in different pockets around the world. Right now, Allah Azza wa Jal told us, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْسٍ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Allah told us, we will test you with something of fear and hunger, and the loss of your possessions, the loss of your lives, your fruits. But give glad tidings to those who are patient. Those who, when the calamity strikes them, they say, surely we came from Allah, and surely we will return to Allah. But Allah ended this ayah by saying, قَدْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدْرًا. Allah has made a limit to everything. There is a limit to oppression. There is a limit to murder. There is a limit to Islamophobia. And sometimes we can see something bright. Within the darkness surrounding us, we see a little bit of progress, a little bit of light. And yesterday, here in Canada, the right-wing racist terrorist murderer of the Afzal family in London, Ontario, was found guilty on all counts. He was found guilty on 4 counts of murder, 1 count of attempted murder. We know that this was a long time coming because it was June 5th, 2021 when the Afzal family was murdered in London May Allah have mercy upon them and enter them into the highest part of Jannah. It's been a long time coming. But the truth came out. And it was said that the filthy murderer of Veltman, he was surprised by the verdict. He was surprised. I'm innocent. I was having a bad day. I took a magic mushroom. I was high on drugs. Tried all types of excuses. But it didn't work for him. The truth came out. Because he was being influenced by the white nationalist murderer in New Zealand. And he wrote a manifesto that he wanted Muslims out of Canada. So his act was an act of terror. And finally, terror was dealt with openly. But how could he be shocked? How could he expect to get leniency from the judge? We have to remember in our younger generation who are growing up, you should never forget where you came from and never forget the land that you are living in. In 1496, King Henry VII of England, he commissioned John Cabot to go across the ocean, to conquer, occupy, and possess the lands of the heathens and infidels. This was his command. You're going to a land of heathens, conquer it, occupy, possess. And they considered North America and Central and South America to be terra nullius, which means in English, vacant territory. In other words, there's no human beings or nobody worth being dealt with like a human being. This is the land here. This is the history of this country. And although there have been many who have fought against it to make our land more neutral than south of the border, the reality and the background is a settler mentality. You have to understand the mind of the settler. Double standards. How can they lie like this? How can they talk about condemnations and come down on Muslims when thousands of people are being killed? Thousands of children are being killed. But this is the reality. And you have to recognize this has been happening historically in 1945. I want to take you back a little bit in time. In 1945, the French settlers celebrated their Independence Day, Armistice Day, because they were liberated from the Nazi Germany. At the same time, over 30,000 Algerians were killed in Algeria. While the celebration is happening in Paris, 30,000 plus Algerians were killed. Why? Because they wanted independence. It's a double standard. And it's the same thing that is happening in Palestine today. This is the last major settler experiment. This is the last one. And we have to recognize we are witnessing this like never before because of social media. But this has been the reality, and we have to face our reality. If we do not face ourselves as Muslims, we will never have a solution. The Algerian people gave over 1 million shaheed to get their liberation. And we have to realize this is our case. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us very clearly, as we cry for liberation, we cry for freedom. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah will not change the condition of a people until they change that which is in themselves. One of the biggest problems we are facing today is with ourselves, and especially our leaders. And the Prophet ﷺ said very clearly about our leaders, يَكُونُ عَلَيْكُمْ أُمَرَىٰ هُمْ شَرٌ مِنَ الْمَجُوسِ. There will be leaders upon you who are worse than fire worshippers. What would Rasulullah ﷺ say about the future? Let's step back and look at the words of the Prophet ﷺ, and we will see not only the negative but the positive. In describing the times that we are living in, the Prophet ﷺ, in authentic hadith reported by Thawban radiallahu anhu, has told us, وَإِنَّمَا أَخَافُ عَلَىٰ أُمَّتِي الْأَئِمَّةُ الْمُضِلِّينَ وَإِذَا وُضِيَ السَّيْفِ أُمَّتِي لَمْ يُرْفَعْ عَنْهَا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. Verily, I fear the most for my nation is misguided leaders. And if the sword is lifted, comes amongst them, they start fighting each other, they will continue to fight to the day of judgment. Then the Prophet ﷺ said, وَلَا تَقُومُ السَّاعَةَ حَتَّى تَلْحَقَ قَبَائِلَ مِنْ أُمَّتِي بِالْمُشْرِكِينَ وَحَتَّى تُعْبَ قَبَائِلَ مِنْ أُمَّتِي الْأَوْثَانِ. He said that the last hour would not come until people from amongst my nation would become partners with polytheists. They will join the ranks of the mushrikeen, and even some of my people would worship idols. And now we see some of our own nation in celebratory parties, raving around, dancing, putting on Halloween costumes. The Prophet ﷺ informed us that this would happen. He also told us, وَإِنَّهُ سَيَكُونُ فِي أُمَّتِي كَذَّابُونَ ثَلَاثُونَ كُلُّهُمْ يَزْعُمُ أَنَّهُ نَبِيٌّ وَأَنَا خَاتْمَ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ لَا نَبِيَّ بَعْدِي. He said, there will surely come amongst you in this ummah 30 liar prophets. 30 liars. Every one of them would claim that he is a prophet, but I am the last prophet, no prophet after me. So he's describing the terrain that we're in. He's describing the difficulty that we are in. But the good news, at the end of this same hadith of Thawban, the Prophet ﷺ said, وَلَا تَزَالُ طَائِفَةٌ مِّنْ أُمَّتِي عَلَى الْحَقِّ ظَاهِرِينَ لَا يَدُرُّهُمْ مَنْ خَالَفَهُمْ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ. رواه أبو داود. The Prophet ﷺ said, there will continue to be, there will be continuously a victorious group who would continue in victory unaffected by everybody else who's falling away until Allah issues his commandment for the movement of history. Hatta ya'tiya amrullah. It is until Allah decides. But this ta'ifatun mansura, it would continue. It would not fall away despite other Muslims falling away. They try to put out the light of Allah. They try with Islamophobia to put out the light of Allah here. They try all over the world. But Allah told us, يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِيُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. They want to put out the light of Allah with their mouths. Look at the press. But Allah will complete His light. Even if the disbelievers hate this, Allah will complete His light. And we have to keep this in our hearts and in our minds, that Allah has promised us a ta'ifatun mansura. And we, in our way, even here, far away from the battlegrounds, we can be a type of ta'ifatun mansura. We can hold the line of our deen. Don't be afraid to be a Muslim in this society. We continue to pray for the innocents in Palestine. But we also need, if we are able to, go into the streets. Put pressure on political officials. Put pressure on the government, on the society. Make our words and the cry of the innocent children in Gaza to be heard. Take a stand. And if you can't go out there, then support the people who are taking a stand. One of the groups in the front line for the Muslims, the NCCM, this National Community of Canadian Muslims, NCCM, they have developed a dedicated Palestine portal. And we can give toward this portal, which is going to deal with media. We need people to defend us in the media. Legal, we need lawyers to defend us legally, because Muslims are losing their jobs. Also, support for the victims. Direct support. And not only the victims in Palestine, but those Palestinians who have made it here, in some cases, they don't have help because it was lip service. It was superficial to get them out. And so we can do something to help them here. Go directly to this portal, nccm.com.ca. Go directly to it. Support to protect our brothers and sisters who are suffering here. And realize this is a process that our nation has gone through. And we are in the most difficult time in this process. But inshallah, there will be a change, just like in the past. And inshallah, there will continue to be la tazalu ta'ifatun min ummati. There will continue to be a group from my people, zahirina. They will be victorious. They will stand. La yadurruhum min khalafahum. They will not be hurt by those falling away until the command of Allah comes. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthen our ta'ifatun mansura. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put that feeling in all of the hearts of the believers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite this ummah on the truth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give our misguided leaders the intelligence and the bravery to go forward. May Allah give our countries to cut off all relationships with the enemies of Allah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us, each one of us, that resistance in our heart to evil and that ability to stand up to our last moments. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب استغفروا إنه هو غفور رحيم. الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الفرد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد وأصلي وأسلم على سيد الأولين والآخرين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبعد فيا عباد الله اتقوا الله حيثما كنتم ويقول الحق سبحانه مخبرا وآمرا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وارض الله عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر عمر عثمان وعلي وأنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم ألف بين قلوبنا واصلح ذات بيننا واهدنا سبل السلام ونجنا من الظلمات إلى النور وجنبنا الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن وبارك لنا في أسماعنا وأبصارنا وقلوبنا وأزواجنا وذرياتنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداء الدين وانصر عبادك يا رب العالمين اللهم انصر إخواننا المرابطين في فلسطين وفي كل مكان يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم من أرادنا بسوء فاشغله في نفسي واجعل كيده في نحري واجعل تدبيره تدميرا واجعل تدبيره تدميرا واجعل تدبيره تدميرا اللهم شتت شملهم وفرق جمعهم وخالف بينهم واجعل بأسهم بينهم برحمتك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا مريدا إلا شفيته ولا ميتا إلا رحمته ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا إلا قضيتها يا أرحم الراحمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله